local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
A lot cooler as you get started this morning, and for the next couple of days, we'll get more details coming up with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. 53 now. Let's check traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. No new wrecks and a good ride. If you're traveling from Tillman's Corner and Theodore, no delays, no accidents. For 1065 split heading up northbound from Airport and Dolphin at 65 to across the Bayway, looking good. Advanced Dental Comfort next to Walmart and Fairhope, now offering same-day all-porcelain crowns with a five-year warranty. They're open Fridays and Saturdays for your convenience, even offering sedation dentistry. Advanced Dental Comfort, 210-1777. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Welcome to Professional Collision.
Hi, I need help. I was driving my dad's car, and then this other car came out of nowhere, and...
That's a pretty big dent there.
Can you fix it before he gets back in town?
Sure, but how are you going to pay for it?
My dad's credit card?
Okay, young lady, we got this.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at fmtalk1065.com. FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few showers this morning. High temperatures this afternoon will be in the lower 60s. Tonight, a few showers, lows around 50. And then tomorrow, a few showers with afternoon readings in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
All right, 7:08, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Glad to have you here. We're going to keep you up to date traffic-wise, also weather-wise with Dr. Bill and all your headlines. Plus, in sports, Big Daddy's back.
I'm back.
That's right. A brand-new dad, and he's decided after a week or so that it might be time to come back to the relative peace of a radio station. Yeah.
Work day doesn't seem so bad anymore, actually.
That's right. It's just the nighttime sleeping part that's the tough part for the new father in here. He's got our sports coming up in just a second. Right now, we'll check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. We begin in our nation's capital this morning. Now that President Donald Trump has declared a national emergency, Alabama Governor Kay Ivey says yes. She supports the president's declaration to fund the building of a wall at the U.S.-Mexico border. Last Friday, President Trump made the announcement after Congress passed a spending bill to prevent a government shutdown. So here's how the money breaks down. The president plans to redirect $3.6 billion in military construction funding and $2.5 billion from the Pentagon's drug interdiction program and $600 million from the Treasury Department's asset forfeiture fund. Governor Ivey says, quote, "We certainly have a problem with security at the border, and we need to fix that security problem. And so I'm supporting President Trump in his efforts to keep our border safe." He declared it. He's the president, and people that are close to the situation, they know best. Speaking of the president, today is a federal holiday because it's President's Day. The federal holiday was established by Congress in 1885, and it started as a celebration of President George Washington's birthday. His birthday was initially recognized only as a holiday in Washington, D.C., but then that celebration branched out and was then celebrated by the rest of the nation. The first president was born in Virginia on February 22, 1732. Fast forward a few years later to 1968. That's when Congress passed the Uniform Monday Holiday Act. The bill went into effect in 1971 and recognized various holidays to be observed on Mondays to ensure several long weekends for workers throughout the year. President's Day, in particular, well, that began to be celebrated on the third Monday of February. And also keep in mind, if you try to go to the bank today, that's not open today, again, in observance of this federal holiday. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
I don't know if it's coincidence or not. It is, of course, President's Day. It's also National Drink Wine Day.
So lots of presidents that like to drink wine.
Or a lot of citizens that like to drink wine because of presidents. We'll get into that coming up in just a second. Right now, time to check the story of Mardi Gras and the Moon Pie Minute, brought to you by the Carrot Patch.
Why should the adults have all the fun? Youngsters of all ages, with a little help from their parents and grandparents, getting a costume and throws, get into the Mardi Gras spirit. I'm Rennie Brabner. After this, I'll have a Moon Pie Minute.
This Moon Pie Minute brought to you by the Carrot Patch in their new location, 800 Hillcrest Road, featuring a 20 to 70% off store-wide sale. The Carrot Patch, exceeding customer expectations since 1982.
Youngsters are loading their floats and getting their parents to help make sure their costumes are ready. This coming weekend, four children's parades will take to the streets, and more children's parades next week, too. Crowds lining parade routes are moms, dads, grandmothers, grandfathers, aunts, uncles, neighbors, and friends. Mardi Gras parading was once reserved for adults, but in recent years, more than a half dozen children-only groups have formed. Often these groups parade in a particular neighborhood or even a particular school. The crowds are a little more low-key than downtown parade crowds, but kids and adults all seem to have fun. Keep in mind that just because there are no scheduled parades until Thursday, it does not mean that Miss Rule is completely put aside and that it's business as usual. There's still a lot to be done. Floats get the finishing touches and are loaded with throws. And the weather forecast is checked. Check our website at FMTalk1065 for podcasts, parade times, and routes. I'm Rennie Brabner, and this has been the Moon Pie Minute.
The Carrot Patch is celebrating 2019 with a dazzling new showroom on Hillcrest Road. Visit their new location to share in their excitement as they start the new year with the grandest of openings, featuring specials and goodies throughout January. The sparkle of diamonds, gold and silver in every case that's hard to resist, but the beautiful new showroom makes your shopping experience even more enjoyable. The Carrot Patch for that special life moment, or just an I thought of you today gift. Visit the all-new Carrot Patch Jewelers now at 800 Hillcrest Road. This information update is brought to you by Century Bank. Since 1903, Century Bank has been a leader in the communities we serve and a top competitor for our customers' banking needs. Century Bank, we take banking personally. Online at CenturyBank.net.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Alabama State Troopers have released the names of two people killed in separate crashes. The first crash happened just after 6 Sunday night on Lot Road near Jeanette Avenue. Troopers say 56-year-old John Ryder of Citronelle was traveling north on his motorcycle when he collided with a Honda Pilot in the southbound lane. Ryder died at the scene. Troopers say he was not wearing a helmet in that crash. Around 7 o'clock last night, a pedestrian was struck and killed on Lot Road near Valhalla Drive. Investigators say 22-year-old Mitty Rogers of Wilmer had stopped for another crash he was not involved in. Rogers was walking in the road when she was hit by a car. She was rushed to University Hospital, where she died. Authorities need help finding Cordarin Smith and Jesse Square, their suspects, in a Valentine's Day attack that left a man dead in cantonment. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office says Smith and Square beat Willie Wilson to death at his home on Spink Lane. You're asked to call Crime Stoppers if you know where Cordarin Smith and Jesse Square are. The number 850-433-STOP. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000-square-foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
NASCAR kicks off 2019 with the Daytona 500 featuring plenty of wrecks. The number one team in college basketball falls, and it's time to swing the bats at South Alabama. Quarter after 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In a wreck-filled marathon Daytona 500, Denny Hamlin outlasted the field to win his second Daytona 500.
Hamlin off turn number 4. No, side-by-side battle to the finish this time. Denny Hamlin wins his second Daytona 500 and wins it for Coach Gibbs in Toyota.
The race seemed like it would never end with 12 cautions and 5 wrecks in the final 20 laps of regulation. Kyle Busch and Eric Jones finished second and third to give the Joe Gibbs Racing Team a top 3 sweep. Hamlin dedicated the win to Joe Gibbs' late son and co-founder of the racing team, J.D. Gibbs, who died last month after battling a degenerative neurological disease.
The whole family, they've done so much for me over the course of my career. It's just this one's for J.D. We're desperately going to miss him the rest of our lives, but his legacy still lives on with through Joe Gibbs Racing, and proud to do this for them.
This weekend, NASCAR heads to Atlanta Motor Speedway for the Quick Trip 500. In basketball over the weekend, number 5 ranked Kentucky beat number 1 Tennessee 86-69.
What a performance by the Kentucky Wildcats here tonight, taking out number 1.
The Vols' 19-game win streak ended with the loss at Kentucky, and they'll likely fall from the top spot on the AP Top 25 poll when it's released later today. Around the rest of the SEC, Auburn beat Vanderbilt on the road 64-53. Jared Harper led the Tigers with 16 points, keeping Vanderbilt a winless 0-12 in conference games. Alabama lost at home to Florida 71-53. Number 19 LSU beat Georgia 83-79. South Carolina won at home against Texas A&M 84-77. Ole Miss beat Missouri 75-65, and Mississippi State went on the road to defeat Arkansas 77-67. Here at home, baseball and softball have started at the University of South Alabama. The Jags baseball team went on the road to begin their season with a 3-game stand at number 24-ranked Clemson. The Jags went 1-2 on the road trip, dropping the first game on Friday 2-6, then splitting a Saturday doubleheader with a 2-7 loss in Game 1 and a 4-3 win in the series finale. Up next, the Jags have the home opener at Stanky Field tomorrow night against Alabama State. First pitch is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. In softball, the Jags went 3-1 in the Jaguar Challenge. On Friday, they beat Lipscomb 8-5 and shut out North Dakota 8-0. On Saturday, the Jags dropped their first game to Tulsa 3-8 before winning the final game of the weekend 12-8 over Mercer. This Wednesday, the Jags play the number 1 ranked team in the nation. It's a big game when they take on Florida State in Tallahassee at 5 p.m. On the PGA Tour, J.B. Holmes won the Genesis Open Sunday after playing 34 holes on the final day. That's due to weather delays over the weekend.
You know, definitely, you know, been in a lull for a couple years, so it's definitely, you know, good to be on top again. So it's definitely a huge win.
Holmes rallied from a 4-shot deficit to defeat Justin Thomas by 1 shot at 14 under par. Tiger Woods had a roller coaster weekend, finished tied for 15th. And in some NFL news, on Friday, the NFL reached a settlement in the collusion case between the league and former teammates Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reid. Terms of the agreements were not revealed, and we may never know the details due to the confidentiality agreement. Kaepernick last played football in 2016. He opted out of his contract with the 49ers in March of 2017, then filed a grievance against the NFL in October of 2017, alleging that the league colluded to keep him off the field in response to his decision to kneel during the national anthem. Kaepernick's former teammate Eric Reid was the first player to join him in kneeling during the national anthem. Reid filed a collusion lawsuit himself against the NFL last year before eventually signing a 1-year deal with Carolina. Reid then signed a 3-year extension worth $22 million this offseason. And all of this news followed a Thursday Associated Press report that Kaepernick was approached by the Alliance of American Football, but the 31-year-old quarterback was looking for $20 million to play in the upstart league. 7:19 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
At Hardee's, we love to surprise people. Not like getting summoned to jury duty or mistaking your backpack for a parachute. Our surprises are good. Like adding our delicious loaded omelet biscuit to our 2-for-$4 mix and match deal. Choose between our loaded omelet biscuit, our tasty Frisco breakfast sandwich, our bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, or our savory sausage and egg biscuit. Get any 2 for $4. It's the best kind of surprise. I mean, it's no pulling into a paid parking meter, but it's a close second.
Hardee's because it tastes better.
Offer available for a limited time during regular breakfast hours at participating Hardee's restaurants. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. For parents, the 2017 tax law has a perk, a new expanded child tax credit. You can get up to a $2,000 credit per child under 17, and up to $1,400 is refundable in 2018. There's a catch, though. The personal exemptions taxpayers used to get for each dependent have been eliminated. The child tax credit starts to phase out for married taxpayers who earned $400,000 last year. In the past, it started phasing out for couples earning more than just $110,000. I'm Alexis Leondis, Bloomberg Radio.
Grainger stands for safety, and they know what safety stands for. S, safety. A, all about safety. F, feeling good about safety. E, extreme safety. T, talking about safety. Y, you guessed it, safety. First aid kits, eyewash stations, fire protection. You name it. For over 90 years, they've been helping to keep facilities safe and people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your BACK. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's B-Y-E-R-S. CPA.com.
It's 721 FM Talk 1065. On the way, Kelly's got our headlines. Also, Dr. Bill with some cooler weather and some rainier weather for this week. It's all coming up next right here on Mobile Mornings.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new CSpire Business. The industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new CSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire. Customer inspired.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few showers this morning. High temperatures this afternoon will be in the lower 60s. Tonight, a few showers, lows around 50. And then tomorrow, a few showers with afternoon readings in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cairns Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we're accident-free so far through Mobile, but traffic starting to build along Government, also Dolphin and Spring Hill and 65, Airport, Mont Lamar, all the way to Schillinger Road. You've got heavier pockets of traffic. Tillman's Corner and Theodore, a nice ride, also driving in for the Eastern Shore. You won't find any problems across the Bayway. Toomey's Mardi Gras is supplying the Gulf Coast with everything Mardi Gras since 1978 at 755 McRae Avenue in Mobile and inside the Rama Imports building in Daphne. Get all your throws and party favors from Toomey's at toomeysmardigras.com. I'm Kane with the FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thanks, Kane. 724 FM Talk 106.5. Dr. Bill joins us shortly with a forecast for today and the week ahead. I'll say there's some rain in the mix. He'll give us the details coming up. Right now, we have headlines with Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A hostage situation in Mississippi turns deadly. The shooting suspect has been identified with four people killed and many wounded. In Clinton, Mississippi, authorities say that suspect was shot during a 12-hour standoff inside of a home. And the suspect has been identified as Nam Lee. Authorities say the standoff started around 2:30 a.m. on Saturday as officers checked on a domestic call at that home. That's when shots were fired. According to officials, the suspect went back inside the home and refused to come out. But according to news footage, two small children were released from the home during the standoff, thankfully, before more shots were fired. As for the suspect, he died at the hospital. In your health news, great news when it comes to the flu vaccine. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention report that the flu vaccine is doing a moderately good job of protecting those who received it this year. The vaccine is roughly 47% effective against all circulating strains of the flu. It increases to 61% effectiveness among children ages 6 months to 17 years. The CDC says an effective flu vaccine reduces illness levels between 40 and 60%. So health officials advise flu vaccinations for almost everyone ages 6 months and older. The flu is currently widespread in 47 states, which includes Alabama. As for flu season, it generally lasts from October through as late as May, peaking between January through March. It can cause mild to severe illness and sometimes death. Its symptoms come on quickly, they say, and they include fever, cough, sore throat, runny or stuffy nose, body aches, headaches, and more. If any of these symptoms sound familiar, be sure to make a doctor's appointment pronto. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 726 FM Talk 106.5. And the ceasefire tech movement is taking over the region because the Southeast and Mid-South can't compete for the technology jobs of the future without the proper resources or training. So ceasefire is investing in the education, infrastructure, and people to make the Southeast and Mid-South number one in technology. Only 10% of our high schools teach AP computer science. So ceasefire is teaming up with schools and public partners to give teachers the training and resources they need to teach it in their classrooms. They also set up coding programs and competitions to give students the opportunity to pursue careers they never thought possible. And because high-speed internet and technology is a foundation for economic development, ceasefire is on a mission to deliver managed information technology services to more businesses in our region. The future's out there, and the ceasefire tech movement is leading the way. Join that movement at ceasefire.com/tech movement. All right, so today is number one, Big Daddy Dalton, back to work day.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Paternity leave.
Yes,
never thought I'd have paternity leave, but here we are.
Yeah, so how was it? He wanted to come back to work.
You know, you're looking forward to paternity leave. You're like, I'll get to watch TV,
yeah,
you know.
Right, sure.
Hold the baby a little bit, maybe do some dishes.
Yeah.
Whew, was I wrong.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, I'm ready to come back to work.
Totally worth it. Totally worth it.
It is good stuff. We are excited for you and the growing Orwig family. And also today is President's Day.
Mm-hmm.
How do you celebrate? I don't know. We'll play some presidential. Like, we'll play Hail to the Chief as bumper music this morning, something like that. And then I saw this. It's also National Wine Day. How this lines up.
Total coincidence.
Says, move over President's Day. Today is National Drink Wine Day. Active verb here. So, of course, with this, you get a survey, right? So one of the five favorite types of wine are, in the U.S., number one, Merlot.
Okay.
Number two, Zinfandel. Number three, Chardonnay. Number four, Riesling. And number four, Pinot Noir. You got to be kidding me. There's no way.
You think that should be number one?
No. So I would say Cabernet Sauvignon would be number one. Well, out of the red wines, Cabernet Sauvignon would be number one, and out of the white wines, Chardonnay would be number one.
Yeah, I keep trying to get into wine and figure out what I like, but I keep forgetting what I like, so I'll just try same thing over and over again.
Maybe we need to get Sip in here. Mike, if you're listening to this, Merlot number one, Zinfandel number two, Chardonnay number three, Riesling number four, and Pinot Noir number five, and our favorite wine. I don't buy that.
Are you allowed to drink boxed wine on wine day?
Of course you are. Yeah, okay. Sure.
That's all I got anyway.
Tap it. By the way, 42%, speaking of which, 42% of Americans surveyed think a $10 bottle of wine qualifies as a nice bottle. 24% say if you're splurging, you spend over $15. I'm just back to you're telling me that Riesling is the fourth most popular wine in the country? Really? How much pork are people eating? I mean,
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A fight over funding the new Gulf Shores School District is headed to court. The Baldwin County Board of Education filed a lawsuit Friday. The suit challenges a $7 million payment the Baldwin County School District was ordered to pay Gulf Shores. Baldwin school officials will hold a press conference later today. A teenager wanted for a murder at a shopping center in Crichton is still on the run this morning. 19-year-old Terrence Sims Jr. is considered armed and dangerous. Mobile police say he's a suspect in a deadly shooting at Lace, a store in the Crichton Shopping Center. The shooting happened February 9th. 20-year-old Christopher Edwards was killed. Another person was injured. In Northwest Florida, two dogs stopped a pair of children from crossing I-10 in Okaloosa County. The sheriff's office says the dogs were pushing the children back against the guardrail when they tried to move towards the highway. The highway patrol got a number of 911 calls of kids playing near the interstate. When troopers arrived, they found the dogs were keeping the two kids, both under the age of 5, safe. The parents are not being blamed for the incident because the youngest girl said she wasn't running away, but chasing a rainbow. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Come in right now to Mike Ward's Liberty Safes for the annual clearance sale on all 2018 Liberty Safes with round pins in stock.
With 10% savings and new lower pickup prices, you won't be disappointed.
Liberty Safes have you covered with a lifetime warranty replacement for fire or theft, and delivery is available on request. With 12 months, no interest with approved credit, you can own a Liberty Safe today. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B, Moffitt and I-65 in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe. And guys,
lock them up. A top Pentagon official says he's preparing for budget cuts in the wake of President Trump's national emergency declaration.
Acting Defense Secretary Pat Shanahan said over the weekend that he's going to start to review what programs at the Pentagon he'll cut. Keep in mind that much of this money, about half, will be coming from military construction funds, so things like family housing, schools, vital facilities on military bases, those could be on the chopping block.
There's correspondent Sarah Westwood. President Trump is suggesting that key officials involved in the Russia probe engaged in treasonous behavior. Trump is lashing out on Twitter at former FBI Director Andrew McCabe, whose new book details his concerns about potential foreign influence over the president. Trump says McCabe and current Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, quote, looked like they were planning a very illegal act and got caught, end quote. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Banks, brokerage firms, and other financial institutions are starting to monitor older customers for mental capacity and susceptibility to fraud. Until recently, many institutions thought privacy laws prevented them from taking any action, but a new federal regulation now protects financial institutions from litigation should they report concerns about financial exploitation of seniors to government agencies. Machine learning is creating a new era of automation in warehouses as more operators test AI-powered robots to help speed up e-commerce orders. Logistics providers and retailers are using mobile robots to cut down on the number of steps workers take and are deploying AI-aided mechanical arms for more complicated tasks long deemed possible only for human hands. The market for warehouse and logistics automation, about $46 billion now, is expected to surpass $75 billion by 2022. The stock market is closed. That's Your Money Now.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th. Come in today and we'll help cover your first month's payment. Offer available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first month's payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintroat and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Holy cow, it was warm this weekend.
Yeah, yesterday 79 and the record was 80. We missed it by just 1 degree, and it was 78 on Saturday. And so way above normal. The normal high is only 65 degrees for this time of the year. But we've got a pattern right now that's going to be one that is going to give us plenty of rain here over the next several days. Not really today. Today, just an occasional shower, mainly this morning. And we're going to be, again, 20 degrees colder than yesterday, about 60 for this afternoon. Right now, we're down in the 50s, so it's not going to change very much because clouds are going to stay around. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, and we'll get down to about 50. Possibly into the upper 40s, and we've got a chance of a few showers around tonight. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy day, a little better chance for some showers tomorrow, and a high temperature in the mid-60s. What we're going to see, especially tonight and tomorrow, is that we've got the cool air at the ground and then moist air coming in over the top of it. So that's going to give us this little bit of rain tonight and a few showers tomorrow. On Wednesday, a low-pressure system will form along the cold front that's now out in the Gulf of Mexico. It's going to bring all the warm air back into our area, so we'll be in the 70s on Wednesday with a very good chance for rain, possibly some heavy showers on Wednesday, and this will continue into Wednesday night and even Thursday, a good chance for rain with temperatures well into the 70s. After that, Friday, a few showers, upper 70s. And then over the weekend, we'll be in the 70s again with a chance of a shower or two on Saturday and a few scattered showers on Sunday. So after today, chances look pretty good for rain each day all the way into the weekend.
How you say several days of rain. How much rain are we expecting out of this?
Well, most of that rain is going to be on Wednesday and Thursday, and it's possible that some areas could pick up around 3 inches of rain for those 2 days, and then add on a little bit for all the other days. So over the whole week, anywhere from 3 to 4, maybe even 5 inches of rain for the period all the way through Sunday.
Okay, and we talked about it last hour. It still baffles me that we are not above normal in rainfall so far, but you're saying that may change.
Yeah, this week should change things. We're about 2 inches below normal for this time of the year, but as I mentioned, the best chance for rain and the possibility of some heavy showers would be Wednesday and into Thursday.
All right, Dr. Bill. Remind folks, too, high temperatures, low temperatures, wet years, dry years, hurricanes, tide tables, all that kind of good stuff is in this year's Mobile Weather Marine Almanac.
And everything you said in only 36 pages. So it's a lot of data and charts and hurricane tracking charts. And you'll find these copies are free, and they're at West Marine here in Mobile. Also, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, Classic Cars out on Cottage Hill Road, and also at Robert Moore Christmas Town. If you're over in the Eastern Shore in Fairhope at Old Time Garden Supply and Billy Langford Allstate, also at Autocraft Collision Centers in Baldwin County and over at in Robertsdale at the Robertsdale Power Equipment Company.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Maybe it was the warm temps, but I was looking at some of the stats that Mobile Police Department put out, and our buddy Steve joined over at Mobile Mask, wrote this. He said, we actually might have broken a couple of records. According to the Mobile Police, 101,379 people turned out for the Pharaohs. What is it? Hebe Condi Explorers Parade. That may be the first time it's ever happened. It also means we went over 100,000 on each of the two opening nights of downtown parades, probably the first time that's ever happened. Condi Cavaliers' number was 109,827. Earlier on Saturday, 42,240 turned out for the Bayport Parading Society and Mystic DJ Riders' parades. That's more than three times the number than came out
for last year.
So two nights into the Mobile Mardi Gras season,
strong.
Already an estimated 210,000.
Strong.
Crazy.
Real strong. I know we'll have an update here with Kelly in just a second. But yeah, if this is going to be a big Mardi Gras, it's at least starting off that way for sure. 7:40, we'll be right back.
It's finally here. Robert Still Power Equipment's 26th annual open house. February 20th and 21st. Take advantage of the lowest prices of the season on top residential and commercial brands of lawn and garden equipment. For 2 days only, save big on in-stock inventory from Snapper, Echo, Toro, DR Equipment, Skag, Honda Steel, and Husqvarna, as well as discounted parts for all brands. Plus, try your luck and enter a drawing for a chance to win handheld equipment from Husqvarna and Steel, both to be given away at Robert Still Power Equipment on Thursday the 21st. That's not all. Come by for free food. The folks at Robert Still Power Equipment will be cooking out both days of the open house, so stop by and join them for lunch while manufacturer sales reps answer your questions about the latest in lawn and garden equipment. Don't miss the low prices and great giveaways during Robert Still Power Equipment's two-day open house sale, February 20th and 21st, celebrating 41 years of great sales and trusted service. Highway 59 South, right at the split by the Catholic Church.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Mike Rogers, president of the construction company Rogers & Willard. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
Mike Rogers survived the recession of 2008, even though his company lost a third of their business the following year. It was tough, but their motto of built lean and build smart, which had been their motto for years, proved an invaluable way to run the business. Today, Rogers and Willard is busy, and Mike stays in the weeds with his clients, feeling that his connection with his clients and the time spent on the job site with them is key to his success. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston Wednesday, 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5, or available now as a podcast at cammarston.com.
Good morning, everyone, from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. We do have an accident off of Wilmer Georgetown Road, just north of Moffett Road, coming off of Danner Road. Traffic flow looks great across the Bayway and the Causeway so far. The Eastern Shore, accident-free. Heavier traffic near 181 and 90 in Malbus, but no wrecks in the roadways. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing available on model number 8377. See their inventory at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
7:42, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Monday. Let's check in with Larry Kirby at LCM and get the week started talking inventory. Hey, Larry.
Good morning, and bunches of it.
Okay, bunches of it. You always got lots of, well, you always got plenty of inventory. Sometimes, though, you are like triple stacked. It sounds like that's what's going on right now.
Yeah, we had our yard guy come in this morning. He said, hey, you got to move some of these cars so I can do some work.
Okay, so pick me out a couple that you want me to check out on the lot.
Of course, we talked about the little Tacoma Friday morning. We just got it out of the detail shop this morning, and it looks absolutely brand new.
I love that truck. Love it. What about in third rows? What do you got for kid haulers out there?
We got probably 15 kid haulers, mid-size, third seats, full-size, Suburbans, Yukons, Expeditions, Sequoias, Explorers, you name it, we got it.
All right. That sounds like what a lot of us need there, some expanded room for the kids as they get bigger and they bring friends. Give us directions to come check out that inventory, and while we're there, talk financing.
Come see us on Highway 90 West and Theodore. Visit us online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks, John. Have a great day.
You too. Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 744, let's check some headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A deadly shooting in Illinois has Alabama ties, as we now know one of the victims shot and killed at a manufacturing facility just west of Chicago Friday afternoon was originally from Cullman County. The Cullman Times is reporting that Josh Pinkert has been described as the victim with those Alabama ties. He was a native of Holly Pond, and he was the plant manager at the site of that deadly shooting that police say was carried out by a disgruntled employee who was being fired that day. Family members confirmed that Pinkert was among those killed. The shooter has been identified as 45-year-old Gary Martin. He killed five people when he opened fire at the Henry Pratt Company manufacturing facility Friday afternoon. Among those killed, the plant manager, as I just mentioned, a human resources manager, and an intern working his very first day at work. The shooter also wounded others, including five police officers. Well, let's lighten the mood a bit and talk Mardi Gras and the Boom Boom. Did you enjoy the first parade of the season here in Mobile? Our family surely did, and many of you did as well, as Mobile police have released the numbers. And Friday night, the crowd count for the Pharaohs and Condi Explorers parades were a whopping 101,379. Mobile police responded to 32 complaints, one lost child, one child located. There were 8 traffic citations. There were 57 parking citations issued. MPD made 1 felony arrest. It was an adult. There were also 6 citations issued for barricade jumping, and there were 2 loud ordinance citations issued as well. Also, there were 10 towed vehicles. So the question is, what do you do if your vehicle's towed? Well, be sure to stay tuned to FM Talk 106.5. I will have that update in the next news hit right here on Mobile Mornings. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hi, what are you up to?
I'm trying to think of a good gift for my sister. Her birthday is coming up. I'm thinking maybe a new book. You know how she loves to read.
Oh, anybody can get her a new book. I want to give her something special. Wait, what about Oldsmobile Trivia? It's an uncommon gift. Oldsmobile Trivia is a beautiful 200-page hardcover book that will look great on her coffee table. It has more than 340 questions and answers about Mobile.
And a game your friends and family will love to play.
Including Mardi Gras Trivia about Joe Kane, Michael Kraft, Julian Rayford, the Cowboys, the Polka Dots, and Confetti, and more.
Few American cities can claim the rich history and culture of Mobile, Alabama. Discover the surprising facts, people, and events that have shaped the port city's colorful 300-plus years. Give the gift of history. Oldsmobile Trivia. Available at The Haunted Bookshop, Ashland Gallery, Southern Art and Framing, Five Gold Monkeys, Cotton City Antiques, Page and Palette, and at OldsmobileRestaurants.com.
Back in the day, this was a high-speed internet connection. But times change, and so should the way you bank. PNC Virtual Wallet helps you stay on top of your finances in a digital world. See what you're spending by category. Set up automatic savings with a few simple taps. And see scheduled payments before they hit. Virtual Wallet helps make banking easy. It's time for a change. Now through March 8th, earn up to $300 when you open and use a select new virtual wallet product. Simply establish a qualifying direct deposit and make 10 purchases with a PNC Visa debit card. To learn more, visit a branch or go to pnc.com/checking offer. PNC Bank. Make today the day. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and is used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Alabama state troopers have released the names of two people killed in separate crashes. The first crash happened just after 6 Sunday night on Lot Road near Jeanette Avenue. Troopers say 56-year-old John Ryder of Citronelle was traveling north on his motorcycle when he collided with a Honda Pilot in the southbound lane. Ryder died at the scene. Troopers say he was not wearing a helmet in that crash. Around 7 o'clock last night, a pedestrian was struck and killed on Lot Road near Valhalla Drive. Investigators say 22-year-old Mitty Rogers of Wilmer had stopped for another crash he was not involved in. Rogers was walking in the road when she was hit by a car. She was rushed to University Hospital, where she died. Authorities need help finding Cordarin Smith and Jesse Square, their suspects, in a Valentine's Day attack that left a man dead in cantonment. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office says Smith and Square beat Willie Wilson to death at his home on Spink Lane. You're asked to call Crime Stoppers if you know where Cordarin Smith and Jesse Square are. The number 850-433-STOP. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
The
Daytona 500 kicks off the 2019 NASCAR season with plenty of wrecks. The number one team in college basketball falls over the weekend, and it's time to swing the bats at South Alabama. 7:49 right now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwick, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In a wreck-filled marathon Daytona 500, Denny Hamlin outlasted the field to win his second Daytona 500.
Hamlin off turn number four. No, side-by-side battle to the finish this time. Denny Hamlin wins his second Daytona 500 and wins it for Coach Gibbs in Toyota.
The race seemed like it would never end with 12 cautions and 5 wrecks in the final 20 laps of regulation. Kyle Busch and Eric Jones finished second and third to give the Joe Gibbs Racing Team a top three sweep. Hamlin dedicated the win to Joe Gibbs' late son and co-founder of the racing team, J.D. Gibbs, who died last month after battling a degenerative neurological disease.
The whole family, they just they've done so much for me over the course of my career. It's just this one's for J.D. We're desperately going to miss him the rest of our lives, but his legacy still lives on with through Joe Gibbs Racing, and proud to do this for them.
This weekend, NASCAR heads to Atlanta Motor Speedway for the Quick Trip 500. In basketball over the weekend, number 5 ranked Kentucky beat number 1 Tennessee 86-69.
What a performance by the Kentucky Wildcats here tonight, taking out number 1.
The Vols' 19-game win streak ended with the loss at Kentucky, and they'll likely fall from the top spot on the AP Top 25 poll when it's released later today. Around the rest of the SEC, Auburn beat Vanderbilt on the road 64-53. Jared Harper led the Tigers with 16 points, keeping Vanderbilt a winless 0-12 in conference games. Alabama lost at home to Florida 71-53. Number 19 LSU beat Georgia 83-79. South Carolina won at home against Texas A&M 84-77. Ole Miss beat Missouri 75-65, and Mississippi State went on the road to defeat Arkansas 77-67. Here at home, baseball and softball have started at the University of South Alabama. The Jags baseball team went on the road to begin their season with a 3-game stand at number 24-ranked Clemson. The Jags went 1-2 on the road trip, dropping the first game on Friday 2-6, and splitting a Saturday doubleheader with a 2-7 loss in Game 1 and a 4-3 win in the series finale. Up next, the Jags have the home opener at Stanky Field tomorrow night. They'll take on Alabama State. First pitch is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. In softball, the Jags went 3-1 in the Jaguar Challenge. On Friday, they beat Lipscomb 8-5 and shut out North Dakota 8-0. Then on Saturday, the Jags dropped their first game to Tulsa 3-8 before winning the final game of the weekend 12-8 over Mercer. This Wednesday, the Jags have a huge game when they take on the number 1 ranked team in the nation, Florida State. They'll play against each other in Tallahassee at 5 p.m. Wednesday night. On the PGA Tour, J.B. Holmes won the Genesis Open Sunday after playing 34 holes on the final day due to weather delays over the weekend.
You know, definitely, you know, been in a lull for a couple years, so it's definitely, you know, good to be on top again. So it's definitely a huge win.
Holmes rallied from a 4-shot deficit to defeat Justin Thomas by 1 shot at 14 under par. Tiger Woods had a roller coaster weekend, finished tied for 15th. And in some NFL news, on Friday, the NFL reached a settlement in the collusion case between the league and former teammates Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reid. Terms of the agreements were not revealed, and we may never know the details due to the confidentiality agreement. Kaepernick last played football in 2016. He opted out of his contract with the 49ers in March of 2017, then filed a grievance against the NFL in October of 2017, alleging the league colluded to keep him off the field in response to his decision to kneel during the national anthem. All this news followed a Thursday Associated Press report that Kaepernick was approached by the Alliance of American Football, but the 31-year-old quarterback was looking for $20 million to play in the upstart league. 7:53 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone, from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. We're seeing the delays now on Moffitt from Forestdale and Forest Hill Drive. University and Ziegler also seeing some delays. But from Dolphin Airport, Spring Hill and 65, we're looking good. Cottage Hill near Lakeside, you've got some radar, so watch your speed. The good news is a couple hit and runs and minor fender benders we've had now been moved into parking lots. Veteran-known Stone Arms, Inc., home of the $10 transfer fee at 10160 Airport Boulevard, a quarter mile west of Snow Road, now has Thin Blue Line merchandise. From T-shirts to flags and bracelets, see them at StoneArmsInc.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070. FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few showers this morning. High temperatures this afternoon will be in the lower 60s. Tonight, a few showers, lows around 50. And then tomorrow, a few showers with afternoon readings in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Hey folks, Danny Cordy with the Mobile Sports Authority here. As the active sports tourism arm for the city and county of Mobile, charged with bringing in sporting events, and unlike certain NFL game officials, we can see what's coming up. On Saturday, Sunday, March 16th, 17th in Saraland, the Mobile Sports Authority presents the Alabama Super Sprint Spartan Race. This U.S. Championship event will feature over 4,500 racers competing, many on both Saturday and Sunday. For more info, visit Spartan.com. Go all out. We do.
7:56, time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Today not only marks President's Day, but also the kickoff of Severe Weather Awareness Week here in Alabama. The designation came last Friday when Governor Kay Ivey signed a proclamation which shared that the National Weather Service ranks Alabama in the number one spot nationally for average annual tornado fatalities. According to the governor's official Twitter account, at Governor Kay Ivey, she says, "In partnership with Alabama EMA, NWS, and other agencies, I've proclaimed February 17th through the 22nd as Severe Weather Awareness Week. Increasing public awareness regarding severe weather preparedness can prevent loss of life in dangerous situations. Get prepared today." And then in a second tweet, she says, "By signing this proclamation, we also encourage citizens to participate in a severe weather preparedness sales tax holiday happening February 22nd through 24th. I'll tweet that out at Kelly K2K Finley just for you. Let's talk Mardi Gras and more numbers from MPD as Saturday numbers came in and the crowd count for the Bayport Parading Society, 42,240 people. Mobile police responded to 10 complaints. 55 parking citations were issued. 25 vehicles were towed. No citations were issued for jumping the barricade. So what happens if you get towed or ticketed? How do you avoid that? Well, first, look out for the purple and yellow parade, no parking signs, and don't park on private property or block a private driveway. Vehicles towed this year will be taken to a temporary impound lot next to the Mobile Cruise Terminal at Royal and Madison Streets. The lot stays open 90 minutes after the end of each parade. After that, towed vehicles are moved to a permanent impound lot behind the Police Academy, which is at 1251 Virginia Street. If you'd like more information, call 251-208-2732. If your vehicle is impounded, it's $125 to get it out, and you must have a valid driver's license, proof of insurance, and ownership as well. Cash, debit cards, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 7:58 to FM Talk 106.5, and got some text here. How do we come up with such specific numbers for crowd attendance at the parades? Well, there's a story about that in the new Mobile mask, the 2019 Mobile mask. They talk about this in depth, how there's a grid MPD uses, and it's a calculation of how many people deep at certain intersections, and from that they have an equation. They calculate it, and that's why you come up with, you know, a number that's 109,723 versus just saying, I don't know, 100,000 plus. That's why they come up with a specific number.
They don't use a clicker.
Coming right back. Hour number three of Mobile Mornings. Y'all stay close.